while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Running over, good measure! Plant a seed. Some of us need to break the curse off our finances. You're not cursed, but because you've been stingy, because you've not been obeying God, because you've not been honoring God, your money's funny. You don't know which way it's going. What's going on? Lord Jesus. God said, will a man rob me? Tell somebody, break that curse. He came to give you life and give you more life abundantly. Amen. God came to put money in your hand. God came to meet all your needs, give you health, well-being, soundness of mind. My God shall supply your every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Aren't you glad you serve the one that owns it all? Now, God, the Lord said this, in that tithing and offering, he said, get it up from Malachi 3, verse 8, and then give me verse 9. Because we're still talking about timing. Will a man rob God, yet you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Verse 9. Ye are cursed with a curse. See, now, you can't curse what God has blessed. Amen. But when we don't obey, amen. When we don't do as the scripture says, then you can bring stuff into your life. Amen. Just like when you disobey a physician that has helped you and put you on a certain medication or something, you say, bump this. And God didn't say, bump it. And you bring other stuff in. Now, if God said, bump it, bump it. Are you understand what I mean? Well, how much more so with God? God wants to cover all of our life, our financial life, our physical life, our psychological life, our relational lives, our societal life, everything. God wants all of it. Verse 9 again. You're cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Next verse. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me. Now, look, God says, bring it. This is the only time you see God say, prove me. This is the only time you see God say, prove me. You know, we say when we're growing up, when we're small, I double D dare you. Prove it. God is saying, prove me. Hear me. This is what God is saying to his people. Prove me. But see, sometimes people get caught up in their reality and cease to understand that we live by another reality. I hear somebody say, my income is limited. It's only limited because you put a limit on it. Listen, I'm not knocking anything or being facetious or critical here. It doesn't matter how little. Listen, little can become much. That woman that Elijah met at Zarephath had some meal and some sticks. She didn't know that a miracle was coming to her. But Elijah said, I tell you what, bake me a cake first. Now that makes no sense. This old greedy prophet. Taking a woman's only meal. But see, God, I'm glad God ain't like us. Child, if that was me, I ain't give him nothing. Yeah, that'd be your last meal too. But see, God brought her a miracle. And you know what he told Elijah? He said, I have prepared a woman. She's already prepared. She knows that she knew in her heart of hearts, we can't go out like this. There got to be something else. He said, go get me some water. She went to get the water. He said, bake me a cake first. Yo, what'd you say? But what? She was obedient. Why? God prepared her heart. And the meal lasted for over 9 months. Her and her family. Everybody ate. Elijah ate till the famine was over. Amen? So, Malachi 3 verse 9 again. Verse 10. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven. Okay, I want to emphasize something here. Windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing that you shall not be, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. That's when you start living in the overflow. Tell somebody, I'm blessed to be a blessing. That's when you start to live in the overflow. Now, it's important that we take a look at the word, the windows of heaven. And some of you have heard me talk about this before, and it was a revelation to me. I heard someone else do some teaching on this as well. But the windows of heaven. Now, we see it in the Bible, but we also see it in rocket science. You know, right here, there were times when the shuttle would go off. You could, you know, they'd tell you when you go outside and you see the trail of the smoke, and you see the shuttle going out in the outer space. But satellites and rockets, they're only launched at a particular time. They don't launch them into clouds. There has to be a degree of visibility. And what they call it are windows of heaven. That's what they actually call it in rocket science and with the satellite, the window of heaven. They call it that. So they can't launch until there's a window of heaven. Sometimes launches are delayed. They shuttle the rocket out to the launch pad, cloud, rain or something, they have to shuttle it on back. Sometimes it's days, sometimes it's weeks, sometimes it's just hours, but they have to have what you call the window of heaven. You can't, listen to me now, and this is why timing is so important. They have to have the window of heaven, because if they don't have that window of heaven and they launch it, it won't go into the right orbit. Hear me? It'll go out, but it won't be in the right orbit. Because all the mathematics and all that they do, it's got to be a certain way and a certain time when they launch it for it to be in the right orbit. That's why you and I, there are times, if we're going to understand the secret of miracles, there are times you must act quickly. Not in a hurry, not anxiously, not foolishly, but there are times where the window's open. And it's time to launch. Because if you don't, then the window closes. And now you're wondering, man, what did I miss? But that's what they call it. They call it the window of heaven. See, in the spirit realm, the Lord said, I'll open the windows of heaven. Amen. It's not just stuff coming into your life. It has to do with timing. Amen. He said, I'll open the window of heaven. In other words, God will release you into a divine timing concerning your affairs. In other words, stuff starts lining up for you. Instead of all kind of confusion and stuff all out of sorts and all out of whack, when God opens the window of heaven, that has to do with timing. And suddenly things start to align. Somebody you've been waiting on for a long time supposed to call you. All of a sudden they call you. That door opens up that seemed to be closed for such a long time. Why? Because God's timing. See, if you go outside the window of heaven opening up, you're going to go into another orbit. You might hit a satellite going out there. The key today, and many of you will agree that understand, the key today is timing. Even with real estate. Like right now, it's a seller's market. We see homes that people bought for $250,000 selling for almost $500,000. In California, you can't buy a house right now less than $500,000. $500,000. And there you back whenever here you could get them for maybe $250,000. But it's a seller's market right now. Right? Stocks, same thing. You got to hit it while it's hot. Hit down while it's hot. Proposals, sales, you name it. All this stuff that goes on, everything has to do with timing. Now, what we have to be cognizant of is that we don't get in a hurry and anxious and fretful and covetous and greedy. Verse 11 of that same chapter, Malachi, chapter 3, verse 11. Okay, so the window, somebody say the window of heaven. The heavens are open over our life. There are times that we need a window open. See, the heavens are open, but we need a window. And he said here, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of the ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time. In the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Here we go again. Timing again. See, the divine timing is released. Listen to me. Is released into the affairs of a giver. Amen. Not a consumer, but a producer. Hear me. Not one that's always on the receiving end, but the giver. Let me say it again. Divine timing is released. See, we already read four different types of time. Wrong place, wrong time. Wrong place, right time. Right place, wrong time. Right place, right time. We want to be in the right place at the right time. We don't want to be out of orbit. You know, a shooting star is out of orbit. And well, guess what? It's going to crash and burn. It's going to burn out. Because it's out of orbit. It's not moving in God's time. So, divine time, to know what to do at the right time in all your affairs. Now, the Lord said here that your tree, your vine, won't cast fruit before its time.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.